Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. We have a special guest and a special friend of mine, Jeremy Nelson. And Jeremy, it's wonderful to have you with us today, and we love you and your wife, Miranda, and all that you're doing to glorify the Lord around the nations of the world. And you guys travel a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Patricia. It's an honor to be here with you, and we're just excited for what God's doing in the earth right now.
And you see a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders on your way, don't you? Because, you know, the fire of God's love, which is the topic of our program today, is moving in and through you to touch masses of people worldwide.
Yeah, we just, we believe that, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders are a vehicle to get the love of God to people. And, God wants to reveal his love through fire. And so it'll be exciting to talk about that today.
Amen. Now, you actually had an encounter that the Lord gave you. It's an angelic encounter where the fire of God came to you. Can you share that with us?
Sure. Yeah. A few years ago, I was in a revival meeting, and it was a big tent meeting, and we were just in a time of worship and praise and getting ready for the meetings that night. And as I was just worshiping the Lord, I just got caught up in this experience where, you know, like Paul says, well, I was in the body or out of the body. I don't know. I was somewhere with God, and it was something like that. And I found myself standing before this large angel, and this large angel was standing right in front of me at a huge torch of fire. And it looked like the kind of torch that an Olympic athlete would run out, you know, at the opening of the Olympic Games with. And he took the torch and he handed it to me. And when he handed it to me, I noticed two things. I noticed that the flame of fire was like translucent and it had different colors in it. And it was almost like every color imaginable and even more. I mean, colors I can't even describe.
Wow.
And when I was looking at this flame of fire, the funny thing was I wasn't afraid of it. You know, it wasn't like natural fire. In fact,
right.
I just wanted to take the fire and just put it right on myself.
Right.
And the other thing I noticed is that there was a scripture written upon that torch, and that was Romans 8:11. It says that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of us and quickens our mortal bodies. And so the Lord began to speak to me as I had this encounter. He said, Jeremy, now's the time and now's the season where the church must begin to embrace revival fire. And he said, as they begin to embrace the fire of revival or the fire of God's love, he says, what's going to happen is they're going to have access to the same resurrection authority and the same resurrection power that Jesus walked in. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. In fact, Jeremy, I believe with all my heart that we are on the verge of the greatest move of God that has ever taken place in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we will see the greatest harvest that has ever come in.
Yep.
And we know that Smith Wigglesworth actually in 1940s had a vision of this end time harvest that the souls that were coming in were uncountable, and healings, like whole hospitals were emptied out. Doctors were running down the streets screaming. It was so amazing. And others like Bob Jones, for example, has seen over 1 billion souls come into the kingdom, where the Lord promised him that he would even see the beginning of that. And he's in his 80s now.
Yeah.
So we're expecting great things. And I believe that the baptism with fire is actually going to mark that hour. That great revival, the tsunami of God's power. So tell us, like, I know that you and Miranda have, you know, seen, I mean, many healings for sure, many, many salvations. In fact, you were telling me that just recently you were on a trip down to Australia.
Yeah.
And you were releasing the fire of God's love.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us that story? Because it's remarkable. It was a creative miracle took place within that environment.
Yeah, it was amazing. We were in the central coast of Australia near Sydney and just doing some revival meetings there at a C3 church in Tuggerah. And while we were there, you know, the Lord just really put on my heart to preach on the fire of God's love and just to begin to explain to people that, you know, the fire of God's not judgment. You know, so many people, they think that God's fire is judgment and they're afraid of the fire. But really, the reality is that God's fire is love.
Yes.
It's love to his people, but judgment to the enemy.
Yep.
See, that's the difference. And so as I was teaching that and preaching that and talking about that, at the end of my meeting, the Lord told me that he wanted to heal people in the atmosphere and that I was to release a baptism of fire, that we were to release an atmospheric decree for healing and the fire of God's love to flow. And so, you know, I was just obedient to the Holy Spirit. And so I gave some instructions. I told the people, I said, hey, When I begin to decree God's fiery love, I want you just to raise your hands if you need a miracle. And so there was this one, you know, girl there that was around 16 years old, and it was amazing because she was born with a hand that had no knuckles on it. She had a growth plate problem in her hand, and two fingers were shorter than the others. And so anyway, I wasn't aware of that, but when we released the fire of God's love, she raised her hands into the presence of God, and she felt fire come on her hand. Her two fingers that were short in the other shot out.
Wow,
and
wow, wow.
Three of the four knuckles came back instantly
wow,
in the presence of God.
What did she do? Was she screaming or like praising God or in awe and silence? Like, how did she respond to that kind of miracle?
Honestly, she had like deer in headlights kind of look on her. And, you know, after we released the healing wave, I said, you know, is there anybody here that got healed right now that wants to give a testimony? And she came running up and she actually was just like, you know, looking at her hand like this. And she gave her testimony, and her testimony was amazing because we're talking about love. You know, she said, I actually have been so depressed, Jeremy, that when I came to these meetings, I knew that this was a Love Revolution conference. She said, I told God that, Lord, if your love is really real and you love me, then I need you to show me. And she said she was so depressed that she told God, if you don't show me your love this weekend, I'm going to take my life.
Wow. You know, in Malachi 4, it says that the fire will come mm-hmm. in a consuming way, and it'll actually consume every evildoer, and depression yeah. is an evildoer.
It is.
And I was just getting, as he was sharing that someone right now is actually getting set free from depression, that the fire of God's love is coming. In fact, you're feeling the manifestation of fire right now. It's coming to you right now, and the depression is lifting off.
Amen.
You don't need to be depressed anymore because God's got everything under control, and He loves you with an everlasting love. The fire of His love mm-hmm. is visiting you right now. You know, Jeremy, we've been seeing a lot of the manifestations of the fire. Mm-hmm. We were just in this last few days, before we're filming, we were hosting a glory school. And on the last night of activation, the fire of God hit. Mm. And people were feeling the fire of God's love touch them and in their physical bodies, like feeling like their bodies
yeah.
were burning up and everything,
yeah.
right? But getting set free from all kinds of things. Mm. And it's awesome. This fire is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, a number of years ago, you shared a testimony about a witch in a hot tub.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that testimony. I love it. Can you share that testimony with our viewers today? Because I think it'll really encourage them. And, you know, I mean, you were just in a hot tub. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, you were just being you,
yeah.
you know. But as you go, you can mm-hmm. share the love of God, the fire of God's love.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's amazing because I really believe that God wants us to be supernaturally natural, and that, you know, He just wants us to carry God's love everywhere we go. And so anyway, I was on a time of vacation. This was 7-8 years ago. And me and my friend, we were just hanging out, and we were hanging out in a hot tub. And it was one of those large community hot tubs where you have like 20 people in it. And I just really heard the Holy Spirit prompt me to just talk to this woman that was sitting across from us. And so anyway, I just made conversation with her, and I said, hey, how you doing? My name's Jeremy. And I said, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? He said, ask her if she's spiritual. And so I said, hey, do you happen to be spiritual? And it was amazing. It was like the light went off in this conversation because she was so excited. And she goes, yeah, I'm spiritual. And she starts telling me about what she believed in. And it definitely wasn't what I believed in. I mean, it was all like black arts, occult, witchcraft. And then all of a sudden she turns the conversation around. She says, what do you believe in? And I told her, I said, well, I believe in Jesus. And in the same breath that, you know, that she asked and I said that, she laughed and went, ha ha, you serious? Like, Jesus ain't got power. And I just looked at her and, you know, at first it was kind of offensive to me, but then I was like, you know what? She doesn't know God. And so I just said, you know what? My God does have power, and the Jesus I know has power. I've seen Him open blind eyes. I've seen Him open deaf ears. Cripples that have not been able to walk were walking. And as I said that, she goes, so what? The yogis can do that too. And I was like, the yogis? And she goes, you don't know what a yogi is? And I said, no. And she goes, well, that shows how spiritual you are. And I just told her, I said, look, I thought yogi was a bear on TV when I was a kid, you know, like, and so anyway, she started laughing then too. And so I told her, I said, hey, look, I know you don't believe that Jesus has power, but can I just pray for you? And I believe He'll reveal Himself to you. And she goes, okay, fine. And so anyway, I took her by the hand and I started to pray, and I didn't know what to pray for. And, you know, before I could pray, she goes, but you got to know something. And I'm a witch, you know, and so I just said, okay, well, that doesn't matter. I said, let me pray for you. And so took her by the hand. And as I took her by the hand, I saw a snapshot picture of a rose in my mind's eye, and I just began to prophesy the love of God over her. And I said, hey, you know what? Even though the Lord doesn't, or even though you don't know Jesus, he knows you. And God says he's created you in beauty like that rose, like a rose, and he wants you to know his love. And when I said that, the power of God hit this woman. And I mean, it was amazing. Like, she just starts screaming, going, ah, you're blocking my powers. You're blocking my powers. Nobody's ever blocked my powers. And I told her, I said, well, this is the love of Jesus. He's the greatest love there is. And you know, then I just asked the Lord, because at that time I like to have fun in the Holy Spirit. I still do. But I said, Lord, can I throw a fireball at this woman? And he said, go for it. And so I just went like that, you know, by faith. And when I did this, you know, power of God hit this woman. And she just began to scream anymore, I'm on fire. This is crazy. I don't know what this is, but it's amazing energy. And she ended up running off, and that was the end of it.
But she'll never forget that touch of love. Yeah. I believe that God gave her that encounter so that she would believe in his love, so that she'd be introduced to his love. Mm-hmm. And I bet you'll see her in heaven, because that testimony, how can you forget that?
Amen.
You know, you might be watching right now and you think, you know, I've got loved ones that they don't know the reality of Jesus. They're involved in the New Age or the occult or you know, they've been bound by witchcraft or whatever. But the fire of God's love is great enough to reach them and to release the most vilest of sinner even into the fullness of his mm-hmm. glory. And I know that if you'll just make a decree of his love right now, just ask the Lord to send his love to your loved ones that don't know him yet. And it doesn't matter how far off they are from him. It does not matter. So we'll be right back after this break. You go and pray for your loved ones now.
Experience new dimensions of the power, love, and presence of God in your life with Fire of God's Love by Jeremy and Miranda Nelson. This 3-CD set contains keys to understanding and walking in the love of God and seeing it manifest in your everyday life. Order the Fire of God's Love CD teaching for $19 today at xpministries.com or call 866-980-5464, television offer number 197. Order now.
Christ hung his head on the cross of Calvary, and he said, it is finished.
And the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these eyes have been crossed since this girl was born.
The glory that's on this man, is getting something more, I'll tell you. That is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's opening the eyes of the blind and causing the lame to walk and the deaf to hear?
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Jeremy, tell me about the very first time that you were baptized with fire.
Yeah, okay. you know, when I first got saved, I got saved in, 2003. And it was an amazing time for me, but I hadn't, you know, been introduced to the Holy Spirit at all in the church that I was in. But I had another pastor ask me to go to the Call San Francisco, which, Chan and Lou Angle put on, and Heidi Baker was there, and It was amazing. It was a stadium event with around 12,000, you know, young adults that were fasting and praying for God to send revival to America. And so anyway, when I went, it was totally out of my box. I mean, I had never experienced anything like it. You know, they told me, hey, you know, we're going to fast today. I thought, like, why are we not eating? You know, it was just like
what's the point
not
of that?
On my grid, you know. So anyway, as the meetings were going on, you know, they went into a time of repentance, and Lou Engel was leading people into repentance. I remember the first time the Spirit of God gripped my heart. I was just started weeping. I started crying. I started repenting. And it was amazing because it was like God just overwhelmed me. And then all of a sudden, as Lou is leading this time of repentance, Heidi Baker stands up and she says, I got a word from heaven. And she takes the mic and she starts praying and prophesying. And she starts telling all 12,000 of us, God says that right now there's a baptism of fire if you want it.
Come on.
There's a baptism of fire that's in the stadium. And I'm sitting there without any grid of any kind of understanding of the Holy Spirit or fire or anything.
I would love to have been there because there's thousands of young people there, like 12,000 or so young people, all getting this fire decree over them. Wow, that must have been something.
Yeah, and so I'm like, you know, just sitting there going, okay. And one thing I knew is I was hungry for God. So I just said, God, I don't know what it is, but I want it. And she goes, if you want the baptism of fire, get on your knees right now. And I'm telling you, 12,000 young adults just boom, hit their knees. And and she starts praying. And her prayer went something like this. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow. Spark the fire of God. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow. And she did it at least 100 times. And what was amazing is probably around the 40th time, actual winds picked up in the stadium where there was not wind before, and it was supernatural. I mean, the winds began to blow so hard and so fast that everybody just, you know, began to know something was happening. And all of a sudden, I felt fire just come all over me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
And it actually felt like your body was burning.
I mean, I started sweating. I started feeling like fire, but I started feeling love also. And what's crazy, Patricia, is it lasted 3 days. Yeah, it lasted 3 days.
And you were burning for 3 days.
Yeah, I was shaking. I was trembling. Wow. I was burning. And one of the things that was amazing is that Heidi said that it was a baptism of fire to release boldness. And what was crazy is she was right, because I went home and I remember just being in my room, just shaking under the power of God. And I started to have this desire. I said, I got to go share what I got with people. And it was so overwhelming that I grabbed a friend of mine, and we actually went door to door to people's houses, knocking on the doors, just sharing the gospel with them, calling our friends. It was 4 a.m. We didn't care. We just said, we have the most important news you need, and you need to hear it now. And we would drive over, pull them out of their house, preach the gospel to them. It was like this boldness came over us. And before that, I was scared to death of sharing the fact that I had got saved, you know?
Wow. What's it going to look like, Jeremy, when this baptism of the fire of God's love just hits the whole body corporately worldwide, and they all have that boldness to go and share the love of God? Can you just imagine what that's going to be like? Can you just imagine the scope of that? It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, you haven't stopped.
Yeah, no.
You're just as fiery today as you were back then. In fact, more so, you're just going for it.
Yeah.
Many souls getting saved. You also had an experience in New Zealand recently, too.
Yeah, you know, we were in Auckland, New Zealand, and, you know, we're ministering at this church called Horizon Church. And while we were there, one of the first nights we were ministering, God told me, he said, the fire of God's love is going to come tonight. And when it comes, it's going to set people free from, you know, the demonic. It's going to set people free from physical ailments. Creative miracles are going to happen. And he told me, he said, I want you to tell the people that the fire of God's love is going to come, and it's going to judge the enemy. And I want to just say this, that the fire of God is not judgment to people.
Right.
It's judgment to Satan and to demons and to the enemy. The fire of God's love is love to people. And so I just stood up and I opened the meeting. I said, God's fire is going to fall tonight, and it's a sign of his love. And I wasn't prepared for what happened, because, I mean, I'm telling you, the fire fell. I mean, people started screaming. Some people were crying.
Wow.
And in fact, this one woman fell off the front row of the meeting and started rolling around, you know, back and forth throughout the meeting. And I'd heard the term holy rollers, but I'd never seen it before. And anyway, it actually got so crazy, it got uncomfortable for me as a speaker. And I thought, how can I preach in this? And then the Lord told me, he said, I don't want you to preach. He said, just call out a word of knowledge for someone that has a deaf ear right now. And so I said, okay, is there someone in here that has a deaf ear? And I didn't even know if people would listen to me. The fire was falling so heavy. And this one guy jumps up on the right side. He goes, "That's my wife." And I said, "Well, where is she?" And he said, "She's the one rolling around on the ground."
Oh, wow.
And so it was amazing. So I just stopped her, and I said, "What's happening with you?" And she gets up. She goes, "Oh, I can hear. I can hear."
Wow.
And she was born without an eardrum. So the fire God fell on her. And she was rolling around because she was so overwhelmed with God's fire and love. But the result was when she got up off the ground, she could hear perfectly out of an ear that she'd never heard out of her entire life.
And Jesus, through that fire, actually judged the spirit of deafness and set her free.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Jeremy, can you? You know how Heidi was calling the fire on you guys and you all got it? Can you do that into your camera now for our viewers? I know.
Absolutely.
I know our viewers are going to love it if you would do that for them.
Yeah, Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness and for your love. And right now, Lord, we just make a decree. Lord, over the audience watching right now, Lord God, Lord, we just decree the fire of God's love coming through the television set, Lord, coming through the airwaves. We just decree right now the miracle power of Jesus. I'm telling you, if you need a healing right now, just put your hand on the part of your body that needs a healing. We're gonna declare the fiery love of God to just take care of that right now. And so we just release in Jesus' name fire. And we release a baptism of fire.
Amen.
And we just declare bodies that are sick to be whole, minds that are tormented to be set free. We declare right now creative miracles to people that are watching in Jesus' name. I'm seeing right now somebody with a metal rod in their back. There's you've been in a car accident. There's been a surgical metal rod that's been put in there. We decree that rod to dissolve in the fire of God right now. And we just declare brand new back over you. We declare brand new discs. We declare brand new everything when it comes to your back in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah. Wow, I could feel, I felt that. And you know, if you sense the fire or you sense a miracle taking place within your body, you have a manifestation of one, would you let us know? Just write info@xpmedia.com and let us know all about it. We want to hear the testimony of the goodness of the Lord. And we get testimonies all the time and we glorify God with them. So we really, really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in Daniel 7, it talks about the fire.
Yeah.
And it actually says the throne of God, the throne of the Ancient of Days is a throne of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the throne actually has wheels of fire on it, which speaks to me of moving authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been meditating on that scripture recently, and I thought, Lord, there's a movement coming of fire. But then it says the man of fire himself, who is Jesus Christ, that from him proceeds a river of fire. Now, that's quite a picture. If you can picture that authority of fire, the throne of God with wheels on it moving, and then Jesus with fire coming out from the midst of him. But then he said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. But if rivers of fire come out of him, rivers of fire will come out of us too.
Yeah.
And I believe that is the fires of revival.
Mm-hmm.
The fires of revival are coming. I just want to say that for our viewers here, that they are going to get empowered and visited by this revival anointing to get acquainted with this man of fire, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Ezekiel, he had the vision of Jesus as the man of fire too. Fire from the loins up, fire from the loins down. In Revelation 1, we see John the Beloved had the revelation of Jesus as the man of fire with fire in his eyes and his face shining like the sun in its strength and his feet like burnished bronze out of the fire. Have you ever had any revelation about Jesus himself being this man of fire? Because when we know it's the fire of God's love and Jesus is the expression of God's love, you know, do you have any revelation on this man of fire?
Well, you know, one time I had an encounter where I saw the eyes of fire, and I saw Jesus' eyes of fire, and it was an encounter where everything went dark except for the eyes, and I saw these blazing eyes of fire, and what was amazing about it was that the more I gazed into these eyes, the more I knew I was loved.
Wow.
And it was like these eyes of fire just captivated my heart. But as I was staring into these eyes of fire, I could feel my own heart start to burn. and I could feel my own mindset and my own being begin to shift, and I just had this overwhelming hunger for God's love as I stared into those eyes of fire. And I believe that the man Jesus, the fiery one, the burning one, is coming, and he's coming to bring a revelation knowledge release of the fire of God's love, and that when people encounter him, they will encounter the purest realm of love that they've ever encountered before. And I believe that it's going to awaken the hearts of man to truly know who they are and also to know who he is.
Amen. Mm-hmm. A number of nights ago, we were having a meeting, and one of our volunteers, we are so blessed to have the best team in the world, I think. Mm-hmm. They're just amazing. But she had this word from the Lord, and it was that we could have the fire if we would seek the fire and mm-hmm. speak the fire. Mm-hmm. And it says in the Bible, if we seek, we will find.
Yeah.
And it's ongoing, continuous tense. In other words, don't just seek him once, just continue to seek until.
Yeah.
But seek and speak. Mm-hmm. In other words, speak about it. And I sense so strongly that many of you as individuals, you're about ready to meet this man of fire.
Come on.
Jesus as this fiery love. Jesus as the one who is the true lover of your soul. And I'm getting this word of knowledge right now for someone who's been, you've been so abused in your mm-hmm. life. You've been verbally abused, physically abused, and sexually abused. And there was also some satanic ritual abuse. It was like you have been so abused mm-hmm. and you have not been able to overcome. You are actually a Christian now. You've been to counseling. You've been to deliverance ministry. You've been focusing in on your healing, but you haven't been set free yet. The man of fire is going to come to you and he's going to just flood you with so much love. It'll melt mm-hmm. everything else away. You don't have to focus on the abuse anymore. You can just focus on his love because you are going to get set free. His love is visiting each and every one of you as viewers. And Jeremy, I know that what you're carrying is for all of our viewers. And so remember this, is that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Enjoy the fullness of that today.
Experience new dimensions of the power, love, and presence of God in your life with Fire of God's Love by Jeremy and Miranda Nelson. This 3-CD set contains keys to understanding and walking in the love of God and seeing it manifest in your everyday life. Order the Fire of God's Love CD teaching for $19 today at xpministries.com or call 866-980-5464, television offer number 197. Order now.